get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf, we do that every Sunday morning right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Greetings, great to be with you. Thanks for listening. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff coming your way from the five-star Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where we are ready to talk some golf. One of our favorite recent shows happened just a couple of months ago when Jerry and I were in Denver for the 2011 Mile High Shootout, the Long Drive Championship. We learned a lot, had some fun, made some new friends, and a couple of them are with us on the show today. Over the past 10 days or so, the best long drivers in the world gathered in Mesquite, Nevada, as they do every year at this time, for the RE/MAX Long Drive World Championships. Champions were crowned in a number of different categories, and we've got a couple of the 2011 world champions with us on Tee to Green today. Remember David Mobley. He won the senior division in Denver back in September. Well, he won the senior division in Mesquite this past week on Friday with a long drive of 459 yards. And Carl Walter won the overall world championship on Friday with a long drive, interestingly enough, of 459 yards, and we'll hear from both of those guys today as they join us to talk long driving here on Tee to Green from the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championships that happened in Mesquite, Nevada over the past 10 days or so. We've got that long drive. We've got tips from Broadmoor Pro Mark Keble and more on Tee to Green.
Early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We are live and in real time on the internet. You can find us at teetogreenradio.com. You can also link to us from sportsbyline.com. Our website, teetogreenradio.com. We are also on Facebook, too. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, going to tee it up next with the world's best long drivers on Tee to Green, worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
An estimated 62 cents of every dollar spent by government is wasted, according to a new survey of registered state voters. Nearly 90% of those voters believe better use of technology is the answer. The message is clear. Government managers must deploy new technologies like cloud computing. That is why NetApp has developed the Cloud Playbook for government managers to apply for grants and calculate savings. To get the Cloud Playbook from NetApp, visit www.thecloudplaybook.com. That's thecloudplaybook.com.
Show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs. Great to have you joining us today as we talk a little golf. Jerry is back with us. That means the waterfowl in Colorado are safe once again, although I don't know what kind of shot he is. They might have been safe last week. Did you get any?
No, yes, we did. The problem, the last night, it got way colder than we thought. And they hightailed it off for New Mexico, I think, because there was not a lot to be seen the final morning we were down there, down by Alamosa, Colorado, for people that were wondering where we were and
Jerry
everything.
Was but duck hunting
we,
last week.
We added to our started stocking the freezer for the fall here again.
Yeah. Hey, I mentioned in the open, remember our show we did back in September up in Denver at the Mile High Shootout, the Rocky Mountain Long Drive Championship. Well, the REMAX Long Drive Championship just wrapped up in Mesquite, Nevada, north of Las Vegas. The Long Drive Championship began in 1975. It's evolved and grown from a mostly low-key event to one that includes golfers from all over the world, competitors from more than 15 countries. The purse is now worth more than $500,000. REMAX sponsoring the event for the 17th year. In the early years, if you hit a ball 300, 325 yards, you had a good chance of finishing in the money. Nowadays, you have to hit it 350, 360, 370 even to advance to the qualifying round. So the sport has evolved as well. And during championship week at the Mesquite Sports and Event Complex, six champions were crowned. One of the guys who took the senior division, David Mobley. We had scheduled to get David on live on the show today, but he couldn't make it. His flight was rescheduled back home, and he's in the air right now.
He's in the air right now,
as we speak. We did talk to David, though, in Denver, David Mobley, who won the senior division in Denver, and we knew at the time that he would be on his way to Mesquite for the championship. He sat down and chatted with us in Denver. We're going to play a little bit of that interview for you right now. And we got David just after he came off at the range after winning. David Mobley.
Nice piece of hardware you got.
Thank you. It is beautiful. I love this crystal. You know, last year they gave me some hardware. Now this crystal, my wife's going to like that. That looks going to look a lot better on the shelf.
Yeah, it looks great. So when you come to Denver, thin air, the mile-high altitude, does it change much what you do or your strategy or anything?
It does. You know, I think everybody knows that when the temperature is up and the air is warm, the ball definitely goes further than it does down at sea level. But one thing they don't know is when the temperature is below 70, 75, it doesn't go as far. It goes about the same. And then if it gets below 65, it's even shorter. And people don't understand that. The younger hitters don't know that. But I've been doing it for 23 years. I've hit several times out here. And I understand that, you know, you've got to be aware where the temperature is because that's what's going to affect the distance the most.
You must have got it figured out.
I did. Mike made the comment in the finals there. When I hit that 394 ball past his 390 that he hit earlier in the day. He goes, that's the first time you hit it by me all day. And I went, well, this is the only time that matters.
It's a little trash shot going on between
That's
you.
What we do in long drive. That's why I love the sport. It is. It's a bunch of great guys, and we love it. We call it the Mutual Disrespect Society, and I'm the official president.
Besides being the senior champion here.
I've earned it. Like I said, after 23 years, you know, I've earned the right to talk some trash.
David, when you come to a different situation like this, do you change the club as far as loft or anything like that, or just go with a club that's been working for you lately?
Well, I do understand that you need more spin rate here. I mean, where I'm from, I like a lower spin rate. Today, I worked on hitting the ball a little bit higher, getting a little higher launch angle, figured out a couple little ways to help me increase the spin rates in my swings without making major changes so I can still hit it good and consistent. In the last match of the finals, you know, we had two matches, I went back to my regular golf swing, and I hit the low liner to cut through the wind because the wind turned in our face.
Yeah.
that's just years of experience and understanding ball dynamics. So
you won it with 394. For you, is that a really good drive?
It's solid.
Solid?
It's solid, yeah. I was very pleased with it. That was my biggest concern in the senior division was I just felt like if I could just hit it solid, I would be okay and at least give myself a chance. And when the wind turned in our face, that's all you have to do. Everybody knows. You know, when it's breezy, swing easy. So I wasn't trying to overhit the ball. I was just trying to make good quality contact.
Now, you're an Adams golf guy. Adams, one of the major sponsors. Tell us about your equipment. What do you use?
Well, I'm thrilled with it. I had been using the 1964, and I liked it, but it just wasn't quite giving me what I needed in feedback. It felt a little rigid and hard, and I hit a ball in the face, and I wasn't quite sure if I mishit it a little bit or what. But this new 9088 is outstanding. It is exactly what, if I were going to design a head, it's exactly what I would look for. I went over to Sweden and hit it in the World Match Play Championship back at the end of July. I blew the senior division. It was mine to win it. I screwed it up. But then I came back in the open division and took third. You know, and it was because of the new Adams driver. I mean, it's just the perfect ball dynamic and shape, and I was getting the good feedback off of the ball, off the strike, that told me if I hit a little toward the heel, a little toward the toe, you know, and if it was going to be really hot or if it was going to be a medium ball.
You've been doing this for, you mentioned, 23 years. What drew you to it?
Wow. Well, you know, what's interesting is probably when I came to Colorado Springs, in college, I was at Troy State University, and the Air Force Academy had their invitational. We came out for it. And there was a guy leading the contest, and back then we hit steel, wood, and persimmon. And I was only about 5'10", 9", about 170, 75 pounds. There was a big guy from 6'4" that had it at 338. And they were standing out there at 340, you know, behind where his ball was, and they didn't think anybody would beat it. And I showed up late, and I barely got in. And I flew it 20 yards over their head into the bunker, about right by the green, right on the line with the center of the green. And they were like, well, that's a winner. And from then on, I started to think about, you know, maybe I'm a little special, maybe I'm a little unique, because he was so much bigger than I was. You know, I mean, I knew something was different there about what I do.
David, I know this, when you and Mike were in the finals there, grabbing balls out of a big old bucket, and you're both kind of looking at them real close. What are you looking for on that particular ball that you want to use?
Well, the new Slazenger ball that Dick's distributes has a seam in it. And if you guys remember the old Pro-V, remember the original Pro-V, they had the seam, you put it on the seam. Well, the one issue that I have with the Slazenger balls, they're really good balls, but they're low spin balls. And I already spin the ball too low. So I am trying to optimize the flight of the ball. So that's what I did, was I lined the seam up down the grid. And whether it helps or not, I don't know. But one thing it does do, gives me peace of mind. It makes me settle in my mind, and then I'm not doubting what's going on. And I'm getting a consistent setup every time, which for me, because I'm not, I mean, you saw Mike, you saw these other guys. They swing it so much harder and faster than I do. Mine's all about efficiency of motion. Keeping it simple, stay on balance, and make quality contact. And that's the only way that I'm competitive with these guys, and that's why I've been around for 23 years.
Getting the most out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned peace of mind. How much of this game is up here mental?
You know, it's just like real golf. It guarantee you, it's probably not quite as 90% like real golf mental, but it's a good 70. I mean, there are a lot of these guys who are phenomenal athletes that can swing the club 145, 50 miles an hour and get ball speeds in 215, 20, 25 miles an hour, but they don't know where it's going. They don't have a clue, and they don't know how to make adjustments if they're off. So, yeah, you still have to stay patient and understand, you know, that, you know, it's, you can't win it on the driving range. You can't win it in any other round but the final round. So you've got to just keep focused and building on the best possible scenario in the final round.
394 here today. What's your best ever?
503. I was in Kansas on a flat ground on about a 25-mile-an-hour
wide. Why does that not surprise me?
The fairway was. It's a beautiful fairway, but it felt like asphalt.
David Mobley defeated Mike Dale to win the senior division here at the Mile High Shootout in Denver. Now it's on to Mesquite.
Jay, we've got to go to Mesquite, Nevada for the World Championship. We've got 26 countries, I believe. It's unbelievable the level of athlete that's coming into the sport now. The average height used to be about 6'4", now it's probably 6'5". We've got five guys that are 6'8 plus. You know, three of them are here today.
Do they use like a 50-inch driver or?
Well, the maximum, you know, in our sport is a USGA 48, okay. You know. So, that's like a normal driver to them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's
like,
custom fit.
Like a telephone pole.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to come by and join us today on TD Green. Best of luck in Mesquite.
Thank you very much, guys.
There you go. That's David Mobley. You may remember him from the Golf Channel. He was on the Big Break last year. He won the senior division at the Long Drive Mile High Shootout in Denver with a drive of 394 yards.
And he took the senior division at the World Championships this past Friday with the drive of 459 yards. He had a gusty 20-mile-per-hour tailwind under partly sunny skies. For the entire competition with that tailwind, the distances were up. His winning drive surpassed the senior division record of 394 yards set back in 2007. Congrats to David Mobley. As I said, we hope to have him on the show, but he said he might be able to join us next week to talk about it.
See if we can line him up a little bit later, yeah. And the winds, imagine this, it was windy and mesquite, but it wiped out the first day of competition. It was so bad the first day, but they got everything in by Friday as scheduled, and it's become a big deal.
The overall RE/MAX World Long Drive champion, Carl Walter, winning his second title, and we're going to talk to Carl live a little bit later in the hour, as overall six champions were crowned in Mesquite, Nevada this past weekend at the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championships. We'll talk more about that. And more of Tee to Green coming your way as we continue from the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the satellite radio dial on Sirius and XM, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area or buttons, as we do on the range. We watch buttons. Remember where that stake is driven, through the middle of your back into the ground. There's two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third is that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight. For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. You found it. Tee to Green from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We're here every Sunday talking golf. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. Thank you for joining us today. Great to have you with us. As the leaves are falling, the holiday season is just ahead, but there's still plenty of golf to talk about. And coming up in just a little bit, we hope to be able to connect with Carl Walter. He won the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship, his second title. He also hit the ball 459 yards this past Friday out there in Mesquite, Nevada, to claim the championship. In all, I mentioned there were six champions crowned. Two divisions had just one winner. Pat Dempsey took the titles for both the Super Seniors and the Grand Champions division with drives of 367, 381 yards, respectively. Dempsey, only the second player in history to win two titles in 1 year. In the Legends division, Michael Hooper hit a 340-yard drive to win. Rick Scott claimed the Masters division with a 280-yard drive, and he won by just 1 and 4 yards over the next closest competitor. So a yard, Jerry, can make a difference.
Yes, and a name that we learned about when we were up in Denver, Sandra Carlborg from Sweden, won the women's title again, 285.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's Annika.
They were fighting a strong headwind.
They were into the wind,
yeah.
Too. Usually the women can get it out there 300 in this event.
Yeah,
but
in the finals, all the ladies were held to under 300 yards because of the strong wind blowing in their faces. But we just heard from David Mobley, who won the senior division. You had an interesting thought about David Mobley being a senior.
I have trouble with a guy that's as much younger than both of us as he is being called a senior. He's 46, I believe.
I hadn't thought about that until you brought it up.
That is not senior.
Yeah, but we'll try to hook up with Carl Walter in just a little bit and talk about his second RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship. By the way, in case you missed ESPN3, it was live on ESPN3 this past Friday. ESPN and ESPN2 will broadcast a 90-minute highlight show on December 24th, Christmas Eve. ESPN will have it. And on Christmas Day, December 25th, ESPN2 will have that. So if you want to make your plans now to watch some of the highlights from the World Long Drive Championship, I know it's a busy time of the year, and most people are doing other things Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but it might be worth tuning in for a few minutes.
It's kind of fun. You know, yeah. There's a lot of, as David said, a lot of joking and trash talking going on, and it's kind of a lively event.
It
everything.
Is,
and,
yeah.
It's, you know, it's a little difficult transitioning something like that to television because, yeah, you know that they're hitting them out there a long way, but you can't really get the perspective, especially compared to a regular event when the announcers tell you, okay, this bunker. It's 280 to clear the bunker, and they fly it by the bunker.
Yeah.
It's a little easier when there's obstacles that you can go by watching a regular tour event.
ESPN does a nice job.
They do.
And the grid is set up, and it's colorful, and it's wonderful to watch, and it's a fun event, and it's a growing sport as well. Hey, we want to congratulate a few people, some of the folks that we know. This past week, the PGA Golf Professional Hall of Fame welcomed 7 members into the class of 2011. Celebrated golf instructor Jim Flick was one of them. He's a guy who's been a teacher for a long time, and some of the guys that he's tutored, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Lehman, I'd say he's done pretty well there. Ari Ball got into the PGA Golf Hall of Fame. He's 100 years old, the last survivor of the very first Masters field back in 1934.
Wow.
This guy played in the first Masters in 1934.
At age 23, and he's still around.
He's still teaching.
Really?
Yes, he's still teaching at Willoughby Golf Club in Stuart, Florida. We might try to get Erie on the show someday. That would be pretty interesting.
We better hurry.
Yeah,
he's 100.
Yeah, good point. Jim Ramey, we've had Jim Ramey on the show, the 36th president of the PGA of America. Congrats to Jim. And also another guy we've had on the show, Jim Autry, the first chief executive of the PGA of America. He was at the forefront of a lot of changes involving the PGA of America and PGA Golf properties. So congratulations to all of them. They were inducted into the PGA Golf Professional Hall of Fame this past week, at the PGA Village in Port St. Lucie, Florida, in conjunction with the PGA of America Fall Conference of Leaders. The PGA made some announcements this past week, too. Guess who the PGA Player of the Year is for 2011.
Well, I don't have to guess. I'm going to let you tell our listeners, but he will not be the Tee to Green Player of the Year. I will just throw that out there right now.
Okay. He did not win a major this year, but he's the player of the Year.
Well, the problem is he didn't win enough of anything to win our award, we'll announce in a month or so.
We're talking about Luke Donald, number one ranked player in the world, the second a native of England to win the Vardon Trophy and the PGA of America's Player of the Year Award. He won despite missing his bid to capture one of the 4 major championships. A lot of steady play, 2 victories, including one at the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals Classic, the most recent win, and that enabled Luke Donald to capture the 2011 PGA of America Player of the Year and the Vardon Trophy as well.
And the money title.
And the money title,
over
yes.
Webb Simpson. Simply because he won last week, yes.
Donald, the second native of England to win the Player of the Year award. Nick Faldo, the first back in 1990. And the last player from Great Britain to win the Vardon Trophy was Harry Lighthorse Cooper back in 1937. A few years ago. Donald.
Is he still alive also?
I don't think he passed away a few years ago. Yeah. Webb Simpson, you mentioned him, who made a late season surge with a couple of wins, finished runner-up in both of those categories, the Player of the Year and the Vardon Trophy. Nick Watney was third with 48 points. Steve Stricker and PGA champ Keegan Bradley rounded out the top 5 in the voting and the balloting and the tabulating by the PGA of America.
A couple of other musings in the golf world that we have this week. Fred Couples, by the way, shot a 74 yesterday. He kind of took himself out of the running to win the Charles Schwab Cup on the Champions Tour, as he's now 7 strokes back. However, I've decided that he probably should have named himself to the President's Cup team the way he's been playing, maybe in lieu of Tiger Woods.
You know.
Also, speaking of Tiger Woods, his former caddy, Steve Williams, stuck his foot in it again earlier this week in the event in China. I don't know if people realize that. You can go online and find his comments because we won't mention them here. But he did issue an apology, and Adam Scott says that he will remain on his bag.
What is up with Stevie Williams?
Well, he is what he is, and he has always been what he is. And I don't know that this really surprised anybody.
Yeah, maybe that's why he and Tiger were such a good team when they were together.
I don't know.
Can take that statement for whatever you want to take it as well. How about the guy that threw the hot dog at Tiger at the Fries.com championship, too?
I didn't get that he said he was trying to make a...
He's trying to do something courageous,
yeah, courageous.
And epic.
Yeah, that was it, epic. Okay, maybe his definition of epic is different than mine. I think we need to put a Webster's in that guy's hand.
Well, the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council condemned the act, saying that hot dogs are meant to be enjoyed.
I don't think Tiger enjoyed that hot dog.
Anyway, Carl Walter, we hope to hook up with him. He's next, the RE/MAX 2011 World Long Drive Champion.
Didn't golf used to be a staid sport?
It used to be. It's kind of fun to talk about, though, as we continue here on Tee to Green.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at arthriticmax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit arthriticmax.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct.
Ha!
True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today I want to talk to you about a flop shot, handy shot to have around the green, generally to a guarded pin over a bunker or some other natural barrier that demands a high ball flight on a approach shot. One thing you want to do is make sure that your lie is going to enable you to get the club underneath the ball. If it does not, if you've got a tight lie or it's in long grass, scrap the flop shot. Secondly, if you've decided that your lie is beneficial and will enable you to hit the shot necessary, I want you to play this thing slightly forward in your stance, a little bit like a bunker shot off your left instep. This will help enable you to hit the ball a little higher. On your way back, you need to cock your wrist quick. Lift your hands quickly to waist high, and then finish with some pace. This does not mean throw hands in there, but it does mean that you must be aggressive through the shot in order for the ball to ride up the grooves and fly high the way you'd like a flop shot to react.
For more on the flop shot, more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, this segment of Tee to Green, presented by Swan Law Funeral Directors, Colorado Springs, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, nearly 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, or you can call them 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs. Great to have you with us. And great to have our next guest who is standing by. 9 years ago, Carl Walter was a Big Ten javelin champion from Penn State when he entered his first long drive competition. And in 2002, his first try, he won it. Since then, he's become one of the top money winners on the Long Drive of America Tour. And this past Friday, with a drive of 459 yards, he claimed his second World Long Drive title. We're happy to welcome the 2011 RE/MAX World Long Drive champion, Carl Walter, to Tee to Green today. Carl, that's got to sound pretty good to you, the World Long Drive champion again after 9 years.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. It's great to be on your show.
Nice to for you to take the time to join us today. So you hit it 459 yards on Friday. Were you surprised that you got one that long?
Yes and no. I mean, we had a little bit of wind helping us out, but I mean, it's what I've been training for the last 9 years, you know. And we try to hit the golf ball as far as humanly possible, and you know, that was the result of it. We were set up for perfect conditions. Beautiful weather in Mesquite, Nevada, with a perfect grid, and the ball was rolling a little bit, and you know, I just got a hold of one.
Were you feeling pretty good coming into this event? How'd you like your chances coming in?
You know what? I felt really good coming into it. With 9 years of experience underneath my belt, each year, each competition, I try to grow a little bit, try to understand the sport, try to understand my competitors a little bit more. But this year I really took a look at my conditioning, and I spent a lot of time on my cardio conditioning, my core conditioning, and I raced a lot of motocross, which I felt put me in the cardio shape that I've never been in before. And I was ready to go for this week. You know, I was ready to go physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Yeah, interesting that you mentioned the conditioning, because I think people who may not be familiar with long drive think that it's just a bunch of big guys getting out there and swinging as hard as they can. It may have been that at one time, but it's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Oh, it's changed tremendously. I mean, nowadays, when we go to the World Championship, we have over 100 competitors there, and you have to go through a double elimination format, and we hit all week long. And it doesn't matter what the conditions are, we're still out there. I mean, you know, if it's blowing 25, 30 miles per hour into our face, we're still going to have to hit in that. And the wind takes a lot of energy out of you. It also puts a lot of stress on your core to have good balance. Because, I mean, everybody knows for a good golf swing, you have to have good balance. And, you know, it's very strenuous.
Carl, when the long drive thing got going 35 or so years ago, a lot of it was you know, guys that were golfers already at some point. Mm-hmm. Now we've got ex-baseball players that have become big names in this. You were a track and field athlete. Were you a golfer before you got into this?
Absolutely. I mean, I started golfing when I was 8 years old. My mom and dad were taking me out to a local nine-hole course. And I started golfing when I was very young. I played on the golf team in high school my freshman and sophomore year. And, I loved playing golf. And so I continued to play golf as a hobby and for fun. And I think that's something where, you know, we are seeing athletes coming in from other sports. They're elite athletes in other sports. And they enjoy playing golf. And it's not just that they, hey, let's pick up let's go to a driving range and they're swinging a driver. They're actually out there playing golf. Most of our really good long drivers are good golfers too. I mean, we have a lot of scratch players on the long drive tour. I mean, Jamie Sedlowski was just in a nationwide event in Utah. So, I mean, we have a lot of really good golfers that can hit the ball a long way on the long drive tour.
Our guest is Carl Walter, the 2011 RE/MAX World Long Drive Champion. He won the event this past week in Mesquite, Nevada. Carl, were you always a long hitter while you were playing regular golf? And how did you get into long drive?
Yeah, I mean, even when I was 14, 15 years old, like I was hitting the golf ball longer than most of the men that my dad played with, you know? So it's always been something for me to, I always tried to throw a football the farthest, throw a baseball the fastest, or hit the golf ball the farthest. You know, it was always along those lines for me, that that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, I always wanted to be competitive and just be the best.
So you were at Penn State when you got into your first competition?
No, I graduated from Penn State in 99, and basically what I was doing was I went back to racing motocross. Since my javelin career was over, I had Tommy John surgery, and I wasn't able to throw the javelin anymore. I went back to racing motocross, and I ended up coming up short on a 100-foot jump, and I broke my foot. And long story short, that summer I got back into playing some golf, and my dad's like, hey, you really need to try out some of these long drive events. And I went to a local qualifier in Philadelphia, and I won that. And then I went to a district qualifier in New Jersey, which was the district for all of Northeast United States, and I ended up winning that. And then I was in debate on whether or not I wanted to go to World Championships just because it was such a big trip and so expensive. And I ended up going out to the World Championships and winning it. So in a matter of 3 months, from breaking foot to the end of the World Championships in 2002, I became the world title holder.
Wow! Did you won it? But did you know what you were doing at the time?
You know, I think that was the best part of it for me, was that I really had no idea how much these guys trained for it. I mean, I hit a lot of golf balls in 3 months. I knew that these guys were extremely good, and I just wanted to give myself the best shot I could. And I had a couple local pros that were helping me out. Chris Rodriguez was one of them, and they really helped me out with my swing and just really thinking about hitting the ball as far as possible. So, you know, I put a lot of time and effort into it, and plus I already had the conditioning from being at Penn State and the strength and working on explosive moves with Penn State trainers.
Carl, was that all a little overwhelming at the time, and was it harder now to win it again 9 years later?
Oh, it's absolutely been harder. You know, I mean, every competition you go there to win, but in the back of your head, you're questioning yourself, well, I'm not really sure if I'm quite good enough anymore, if I'm quite good enough to win this world title again. And, you know, when I came into this one, I knew I had the conditioning, and I thought mentally this is the best state that I've been in mentally, because I think that golf, whether it's golf or long drive, it's a huge mental game. And I think that having the confidence going into this world championship was a big step for me, and that was what really set me apart. And I saw the opportunity there, and I made the most of the opportunity.
Yeah, tell us about this past week. Did you get off? It's a marathon. Did you get off to a good start? Did you rally at the end? How did you claim your second title?
Well, you know, in the past, I've been a high ball hitter, no matter what, and I mean my launch angle is tremendously high compared to almost every other hitter on this planet. And what I've done is I've worked with Fujikura Shaft and with Crank Golf Heads. And they've helped me control my ball spin and bring my launch angle down. So the beginning of the week, we were hitting into a 25-mile-per-hour headwind, and I was still able to hit 350, 360-yard drives into a 30-mile-per-hour headwind. And I was advancing on the winner's side of the bracket all through Wednesday, and then I continued advancing on the winner's side of the bracket on Thursday, still, you know, kind of hitting with a crosswind, a little bit of a headwind, and, you know, it was tough conditions, but I'll tell you what, having the right equipment, having the right shaft with Fujikura and having the right head with crank heads, that really helped me out with bringing my launch angle down and being able to hit directly into a headwind and advance on.
I know when we last saw you in Denver, the conditions got tough late in the day at the Mile High Shootout. Did that maybe help you out a little bit, too, in Mesquite?
You know what? That actually gave me a lot of confidence being there. I know I came in second place. I lost to Jeff Gavin by about 2 feet. But we, by the end of the tournament, when we were in match play situation, we had about a 15-mile-per-hour headwind coming in our face. And I was still able to hit the ball 377 yards on basically a carry grid. There really wasn't much roll out there. And with those conditions, you know, it told me a lot about my equipment and what heads I was using and the shaft and everything. And I knew that that combination into a headwind was the best combination I could possibly be hitting. There wasn't a better one.
So who did you go head-to-head with in the finals in Mesquite?
Well, in the quarterfinals, I went head-to-head with Jamie Sedlowski, which he's a two-time world champion, 2008 and 2009. And really, he's just been, you know, the guy to beat over the last 3-4 years. He's just an impressive long driver, one of the most impressive kids I've ever seen. So I went head-to-head with him, and he posted a 443, and I came back, and I posted a 446-yard drive on my fifth ball. And then in the semifinals, I went against Joe Miller, which he's the 2010. He was the reigning world champion coming into the event. And he's just a big human being. He's like 6'5", 280 pounds from England. And he came in and he posted a 452, and I topped that with a 459-yard drive.
Wow. Well, I'd say you earned it, my friend.
In the finals, I went against Ben Tuoni, and the conditions had changed dramatically to a tailwind to a crosswind left to right, and I posted a 409-yard drive, which Ben was not able to match then.
Our guest is Carl Walter. He is the long drive champion, the RE/MAX World Long Drive Champion for 2011. And, Carl, how long do you think, last question, how long do you think you can keep doing this?
Oh, I'm going to keep going. As long as I can swing, I'm going to keep doing this. You know, I mean, Jeff Gavin from Canada was in the final eight, and he's 43 years old. You know, Sean the Beast Fister, you know, he's still competing. And, I mean, look at Pat Dempsey. Pat Dempsey, 55 years old. He competed in the seniors, the super seniors, and the grand champions. He took home 2 titles in the grand champion and the super senior division. So I'm going to keep swinging. It's a great sport. There's a lot of great athletes there. You get to compete against the best in the world. And, yeah. I think that, you know, as from a grassroots standpoint, you have a lot of hitters.
All right, Carl Walter. Carl, thanks for taking the time joining us today. Congrats on the win, and hopefully we'll see you soon down the road, partner. Good job. Carl Walter, the World Long Drive Champion 2011.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from date of certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Tita Green, brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors right here in Colorado Springs, where they've been serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, where you can come in for your free personal planning guide or call them at 719-471-9900. Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, not done yet. Here's Jerry to take us on tour.
Final event for the Champions Tour, the Charles Schwab Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco this year. Tom Lehman coming in with the points lead, fairly comfortable, but he is 9 shots back. Now, our leader after 66 yesterday, J. Don Blake at -8. He's 2 better than Jay Haas, David Frost, and Michael Allen. And Mark Calcavecchia is 4 shots back, one of the guys still in the running to win the overall points title on the Champions Tour. Everything else is done. The final World Golf Championship, the HSBC Champions in China, Martin Keimer roaring back with a 9-under-63 in the final round. Good for 20-under and a 3-shot victory over Frederick Jakobsen. Graham McDowell, Rory McIlroy, Paul Casey, and Charles Schwartzel were chasing them. Pretty good. Major champions there. The best American, Hunter Mahan, 6 shots back, and he'll be staying over in that part of the world for the President's Cup coming up in a couple of weeks.
So a few folks went pretty low there.
They did, definitely. And the women's tour in Japan at the Mizuno Classic, Momoko Ueda and Shan Shan Feng finished at -16. Ueda won on the third playoff hole. They beat the Nyan Choi, finished third, a stroke back. Ueda, also with the win, qualified for the LPGA Tour Championship, also coming up in 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks to and congrats to David Mobley, Carl Walter, winners at the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship this past week. And don't forget December 24th and December 25th, a 90-minute highlight show of the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship on ESPN on the 24th and ESPN2 on Christmas Day, December 25th. And that's our show for today. Thanks to Mario back at our San Francisco studios. And thank you for joining us as well. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.